tonight for the USD 383 School Board. We also are pleased tonight to visit with Stacy Kohlmeyer, who has been spearheading some of the efforts with the city sales tax question for 3/10 of a cent sales tax increase to benefit special projects or to provide funding for special projects. Stacy, thank you for joining us here on the air tonight. And were you surprised by the outcome of a no vote with about a 6% difference?
Yes, Dave. I have to say I was a little surprised. I was disappointed, of course, too. I have to say that. I was surprised because there was, I thought, a lot of good information out to help the citizens understand, you know, why the sales tax was an important mix and overall funding mechanism for those kinds of, you know, community projects that are longstanding and do require a lot of forward thinking.
Do you think that there will be another attempt at having a sales tax question in future elections?
Oh gosh, I don't know that I can call that. I would hope so. I mean, I think that the city commission, you know, was right in putting that out before folks to be able to have the opportunity to choose to have sales tax as part of the mix to fund infrastructure and important community projects. So I would hope so, but there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made. There's some near term. Some of those projects are pretty near term, and are leveraged already by the federal authorities for the levy, and then also for the airport. So there's commitments there that have been made already, and we need to support those things moving forward for the community.
The outside influences, and it seemed to, at least from what I have seen, the only documentation, the only advertisements I heard from outside of the city of Manhattan, came from outside the city of Manhattan, with Americans for Prosperity, which is based outside of the city. I think they're based in, they had the Kansas based in Topeka. Do you think that had quite an influence on the outcome today?
I'd be speculating, of course. I saw the flyers, as you did, and others. And I heard a lot of people, those for and those that are against, I suppose, from their own personal perspective, did not like that kind of outside influence. I mean, these are folks that don't live here. They don't work here. They don't invest in the community in any way. And just trying to pull a vote one way or another for whatever reason. Of course, we want people that are invested in the community, that live here, that work here. If you agree or disagree, of course, everybody has their own opinion on that, and you have to respect that. But boy, you sure hate to see that kind of outside influence with no strings in the game at all. So, yeah, I heard a lot of people talking about that, Dave.
And that's one of the things that I think that surprised me, is that we've had a number of groups here locally that don't like any kind of tax increase whatsoever. But this is one where some of those groups came out and supported this measure here with this particular round. But here the outside influences were the negative aspect. I thought that was a rather significant point to take.
It was very significant and very encouraging because, as I said, the people that live here and work here and invest their time and resources in making this a better community, they get it. They certainly understand that it takes investment in the form of taxes for those kinds of public programs that really benefit all of us in so many different ways. And there's only a couple of different ways that you can pay for it, and that's through various types of taxing entities, and property tax is one of them. And property tax is all we have left, really, for some of those infrastructure projects. If we don't have sales taxes, dedicated to doing that on an ongoing basis, and the 0.3% tax, which was about $3 million, if I recall, on an annual basis, would have paid for a lot of those projects over the next decade. And um, so now we're kind of back to the beginning of deciding where, you know, where it is that we need to pull those funds from, because they need to happen. Many of them are kind of have-to-do projects. Some are discretionary, and that's a tough decision that the city and others that are involved, all of us are involved, really, that we'll have to make.
Well, I know that there are a tremendous amount of local leaders that came out in support of this particular sales tax initiative here, but I know that there's also a lot of volunteers that helped make this happen as well. So turn that into a no vote. So, Stacy Kohlmeyer, thank you for joining us here this evening and giving us some of your perspective on what happened ultimately tonight to the defeat of the 0.3% sales tax question for the city of Manhattan. Thank you. Appreciate all the work you do in the community outside of this, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Dave.
You bet. Have a good night, and once again, appreciate Stacy coming in and visiting with us here this evening. The constitutional amendment passed pretty well here in Riley County, and the update that I have on that county, on that statewide initiative, is still right about 60% to 40%, 153,729 votes over 101,448 votes in favor of that statewide constitution. So,